We learn about Moshe Rabbeinu being sent down to Mitzrayim to save the Jewish people, to bring the Geula, to bring the long-awaited redemption from the Tzaras, from the Shibud of Mitzrayim. This is it. Save the entire Jewish people. What could be greater than that? But yet we see that there were certain hesitations, and maybe even issues, with Moshe going down, which almost set things back and basically said that this is not the way to go ahead and save the Jewish people. For example, Moshe originally says to Hashem, I'm not doing it. The Pasuk says in Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Moshe Hashem bi Adoni, Hashem's name, Lo ish dvar manochi, etc., about a person who speaks well, have difficulty with my speech. And Rashi brings down the Medrash that really what he was saying was that Aaron, my brother, he's the person that the Medrash says for the last 80 years was giving Nevuah to the Jewish people. That was his job. And here I am, I'm going to start stepping on his toes. Yeah, I understand. Saving the Jewish people is amazing. It's huge. It's such a great opportunity. And very important, obviously. But by doing so, I'm going to be stepping on my brother's toes. And therefore, I don't want to do it. And what's Hashem's response? Just a few psukim later, he says, V'gam hinei hu yotzei l'krasecha. V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. Look, your brother Aaron is going to come out to greet you, and he's ecstatic. He is so happy from the fact that you're the man. You're the person that's going to carry out this mission. So you don't have to worry about Aaron. He's okay. Tremendous simcha in his heart, something very difficult. No jealousy for his brother. Aaron's okay, don't worry about it. What do we see from here? We see that although Moshe was going to go ahead and save the Jewish people, and the Medrash Rabbah says, if you would like to look it up, the Medrash Rabbah in Gimel Gimel says that Hashem tells Moshe, if you're not going to be the one that's going to do it, ein acher go'alam. Meaning it's all you. Moshe, it's on you to do. And the Medrash earlier in Beis Dalet says that Moshe was set up for this already from the time that he was born. This was his tafkid. So Moshe is the only person. This is what his tafkid is. And Moshe says, but if I'm stepping on my brother's toes, then I'm not going ahead and not doing it. And Hashem says, don't worry, you're not stepping on his toes. And you see from there that if he would have been stepping on his toes, even Hashem would have said, you're right, don't do it. So sometimes we could think of doing great things, changing the entire Jewish people, affecting the destiny of the Jewish people, but if it's not 100%, if it will come with the fact that we might push someone aside, we might hurt someone, we might step on his toes, we might enter his tchum, then there's no room for doing such a thing. Later on, in the parak, in Pasuk of Dalet, it says the Vayhi Baderech Bamalon. So Moshe was going down. Vayifkishev Hashem vayivkesh hamiso. And Hashem wanted to kill him. Wanted to kill Moshe. What happened? What did Moshe do wrong? So Rashi brings down the Medrash that says Vahamalach leMoshe. Malach said to Moshe, "Lefi shalom malas Eliezer beno." He didn't give a bris mila to Eliezer. And because of that, he would deserve to die. A punishment of death. But the Medrash continues. Amar Rabbi Yossi, chas v'shalom. No way. Don't. It sounds like, yeah, Moshe just like ignored that one. No, I'm not going to do that mitzvah right now. No. That can't be. Lo nisrashel. He wasn't weak. He wasn't not chazak in that mitzvah. Ela amar emolvit etzel derech. Maybe I'll go ahead and give him the bris mila, and then I'll go out. And then I'll go down to Mitzrayim. But I can't do that because it would take 3 days for the baby to heal, for me to be able to go on the way. So he said, okay, maybe I'll give the bris mila and I'll wait a few days. No, I can't do that because Hashem told me to go down now. Meaning he realized that he didn't have 3 days to wait. Hashem wanted to go down now. This was time to do it. And therefore, he couldn't give the bris mila and wait any longer. It had to be now. Okay. So the question is, if it had to happen now, so what was the problem? So the Medrash says, because Moshe got involved with the hotel accommodations, whatever that means. On some level, Moshe should not have been busy with that. Rashi explains in the Darim that once he got there, so far down already, he was closer to Mitzrayim, he could have done the Bismillah, he could have gone down. So on some level, Moshe did something wrong. But the question is, okay, so he did something wrong and he had to be punished. Fine. But maybe he should wait for the punishment till later. I mean, it was so urgent that Moshe right now go ahead and go down that he couldn't give them a spiel and wait 3 more days at the start of the journey. So why didn't the punishment wait either? Let Moshe go down. He's the only one, after all. He was the one, like the Medrash said, if it wasn't him, it's not going to be anyone else. So let Hashem give the punishment to Moshe later on. Why did it have to be now? So we see from here something very important. That when you're going to do, again, something very big, it could be a big mitzvah, it could be saving Klal Yisrael, it has to be done in a picture-perfect way. Can't have, along the way, things that aren't perfect. You can't go ahead and say, okay, I'll neglect this because I'm going for the bigger picture. I'm going to do something tremendous. So I'm not going to be perfect. If a person goes in with that kavana, with that intention, with that ashkafa, then the schus of being involved in such a great act of like saving the Jewish people might not exist because you're involved in things that aren't 100%. Moshe's descent to Mitzrayim, his shlichus, had to be in a way that was perfect. And therefore, any small issues that might have been involved had to be first rectified before going down. The Gemara tells a very interesting story in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Eliyahu used to frequent the yeshiva of Rebbe. Yeah, he'd sit there. One day, the Medrash says it was Rosh Chodesh, and Eliyahu didn't come. Nagale v'loasa. It was starting to get late, and he wasn't coming on time. So Rebbe said, finally he came, Eliyahu came. The Rebbe said to him, "My taima, nagale lamar. You know, what took you so long?" Maybe he was davening, Rosh Chodesh davening. Maybe it was a long davening in yeshiva. So maybe that's why he was late. What took so long? Why did you come so late down to the Tari Yeshiva? Amrlei, adu ukimna l'Avraham mashini yadei, until I had to wake up Avraham and had to wash his hands, umatzlei, he had to daven, and then I had to go ahead and put him back down to sleep, and then I had to wake up Yitzchak, wash his hands and let him daven and put him back to sleep. Then I had to wake up Yaakov, wash his hands and let him go daven and go back to sleep. So that's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That takes a long time. So that's why I'm late. So Rebbe said, just a simple question. Uluk minu bahadi adadi. Why don't you just get them all up at the same time? Let them all get up at the same time, wash all their hands at once, and let them all daven at once. It'll take 1/3 of the time and you could have come earlier. So Eliyahu said, "Savri takvi berachmei u'maisel Mashiach below zmane." Eliyahu said, because up in Shemayim, they're nervous that if Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov would all go ahead and daven at the exact same time, it would be so powerful that Mashiach would have to come earlier than its designated time. Therefore, I can't do that. So Rebbe got all excited. He said, "Amalei." Are there any people like that in this world? That if like we get them together, Mashiach might come earlier? What do you say, Eliyahu? Amalei, yeah, Ika. There is. Rebbe Chiya Ubanav. If you'd get Rebbe Chiya and his sons together, and they could daven together, that would bring Mashiach sooner. So immediately, Gaza Rebbe Tanisa, Rebbe declared a fast day. Everyone should start to daven. Achtinu le Rebbe Chiya Ubanav, and he brought Rebbe Chiya and his sons together to go ahead and daven. Amar Mashiv HaRuach, they said Mashiv HaRuach, and psh, the Ruach started coming. Vinish Bazika. Amar Morid HaGeshem, Va'asa Mitzvah, it started to pour. Kimata L'Neimar, when they got up to the words Mechaye HaMesim, Ragash Alma, Marsha says the entire world started to shake. Big stuff happening. Army Berakia, up in the Shemayim, they said, "Hold on, Man Gali Razibama, who gave out the secret down? Something's going on. This isn't the norm. Who gave out the secret?" Army, they answered, "Oh, it was Eliyahu." So that wasn't good. So Asyuhul Eliyahu, they brought Eliyahu up in the Shemayim. Machiyu Shasin Pulsi Denura. They brought Eliyahu and they hit him with 60 lashes of fire. Asa, so Eliyahu came in a idmulu b'keduva denura. He came down in a fiery, looked like a fire of a bear. Al b'nai v'tardinu. He got in the middle of Reb Chiya and his sons, and that caused them to get distracted and to have to stop the davening, so that Mashiach couldn't come earlier than it's supposed to come. That's the Gemara. Tosfos and Daf Pevav Mer Aleph asks the following question. Says, I don't get it. How could Rebbe have appointed Rebbe Chiya as the person, the Shliach Tzibor, to lead the davening? What's the problem? Because the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that you're not allowed to put a person as the Chazan from Haifa or from Beit Shan. What was wrong with the people in Haifa and Beit Shan? Because they don't differentiate between the pronunciation of the Aleph and the Ayin. And someone who doesn't say the Aleph one way and the Ayin in its proper way, so that person can't be the Chazan. So he said, the Gemara over there is also clear, that Rabbi Chiya did not differentiate exactly between the letter He and the letter Ches. So Tosas asks, how could you go ahead and put Rabbi Chiya as a Shliach Tzibor if he was someone who didn't pronounce the Hey so differently than the Ches in the proper way? He shouldn't have been able to be the Chazan. And Tosas answers that halacha is only if you have someone else to be able to daven. But since here Rebbe needed Rabbi Chiya to be the one to daven, specifically Rabbi Chiya, because of what the secret that he heard from Eliyahu, so therefore it was okay that even though he wasn't 100% type of a chazan, it was okay to put him there because that is called 100%. That's Tosos and Daf Vav in the Maseches Bava Metzia. So the Tolna Rebbe has a sefer called Heima Yenachamuni. And in Parsha Shmos, he quotes the Briska Rav. He says, the Briska Rav asked a question on Tosos. He says, what type of question is Tosos asking? That because Rabbi Chiya did not pronounce the Hey and the Ches exactly 100%, you're not going to put him as a Shliach Tzibur? He was bringing Mashiach. He was bringing Mashiach now. Right? That's what we want. So, well, I mean, what even type of question is that? Casey didn't say the Hey exactly the way it's supposed to be, or the Ches exactly, but the bottom line, he was bringing Mashiach. All the Tzaris, the Geula was about to come. So, what type of question is that you shouldn't have put him down? Okay, he told the answer because he didn't have anyone else, he really preferred him. It's much more than that. He was bringing Mashiach now. That's why you should put him there, and who cares about the Hey and the Ches? Good question. That's Brisker Rav's question. Brisker Rav says, you see from here that you can't bring the Mashiach in a way that you're not doing everything kahalacha. If the halacha is supposed to be that the Shliach Tzibor is someone who differentiates between the Hey and the Ches, then it can't be that you're supposed to do that, be the Shliach Tzibor anyway, if you're not supposed to be, in order to bring the Mashiach. That's not what's supposed to happen. Moshe Rabbeinu going down to Mitzrayim, not everything's 100%, that can't be. We have to fix that before you go down and carry it out. Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous, I'm going to go save the Jewish people, but at the end of the day, I might be stepping on my brother's toes. Nope, that's not the way to go down. If you have a secret from Eliyahu HaNavi of how you're going to go ahead and bring Mashiach, but you might have to do something that's not 100% lahalacha, that's not the way to go ahead and save the Jewish people. So we learn a very, very important lesson here. And that's on a grand level, but of course, on a personal level, with our friends, with our family, with our Rebbeim, with our students, everyone that we interact with. We all dream big, and we have to. It's very important. We have a tremendous achrayas on our shoulders to try to affect, try to help so many people, especially here in Eish HaTorah, when a lot of times it's in our lap, sitting right next to us. Who can we help? Who can we reach out to? Who can we save? And we have to do it, and we have to think, and we have to plan, and we have to strategize. Big, 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 big. It should hurt us. The pain of the Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, we always have to be checking ourselves left and right, inside and out. Is everything that we're doing, our plans, is this direction of what we're going to do with our lives, what are we going to do with our family, what are we going to do with ourselves? Are those things 100% in the Das Torah? In the way that the Torah wants us, in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us? And even if it's a tiny little thing, like a difference between a hey and a ches, if that's not what it's supposed to be, that's not what Hashem wants, then we have to abandon ship. We have to go in a different direction, because that is not the way to bring Mashiach earlier. That's not the way to save Klal Yisrael. So we have to always think, to think big, to take that responsibility, but we always have to constantly be checking ourselves. Interactions with other people, any moves that we're ever making in life, is it glat? Is it 100% in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us? And when we do that, Be'ezer Hashem will have more siyata d'shmaya, much more divine help, more divine assistance to be able to carry out what Hashem wants and to be able to bring tremendous things for the Jewish people.